Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown jingle. You want to sing it, Michael? The Talk Radio Countdown.
I like it. It's very good. We need a jingle.
We need another. Yes, we need a little Christmas and we need a little jingle.
Quick jingle. What show did that come from?
What? Which one? We need a little Christmas?
Yeah.
We need a little Christmas. No, I don't remember. What did it come from?
MAME? MAME. It was November, and they went broke, and they wanted to cheer themselves up, MAME and her staff of loyal servants.
Really?
It was during the Depression when the stock market crashed. So they bring out the holly. It was a Christmas song that was when there wasn't Christmas, and it's become a Christmas classic.
Yeah, wow, it sure has. And Mitch Miller and the Sing-Along Gang. Did that. Yeah. We're really dating ourselves for that. Michael Harrison is here.
I remember Scott Joplin used to play it when he came to town.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the stories and the people that have made it this week in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. To introduce you to Mr. Harrison, basically I'm an introducer. I'm like Tom Bergeron. I just introduce people for a living. I wish I was making the kind of dough that he did.
Oh, he's good at it.
Did you? Oh, he's.
I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, ding-a-ding.
I think Tom Bergeron is one of the most talented people at doing nothing.
Yes.
He does it with great aplomb.
He does. Yeah, he's been very, very good. He's a guy from Haverhill, Massachusetts, up the road from me. And whenever I've ever talked to him, it's always been about our Massachusetts roots. He was very smooth. He was on many radio stations here, started doing a local TV show when he was in his early 30s. And now at the age of 65, he's probably done some of the best television work in that genre of anybody who's been in the medium. So now the question is, what does he do? What does he want? He doesn't want to do that kind of stuff anymore. So what does he do? He doesn't want to do a game show. I bet you he could do a talk show, though.
He probably could. You have to be smart to do what he does. I mean, the way he used to do America's Funniest Home Videos, that show was nothing more than walking on this crazy set in front of a live audience, seeming to make importance out of nothing. And he did it. I'm telling you, the guy's a master at just being a TV personality. You know what he's like? Back in the old days, there was a guy, Gary Moore. Do you remember Gary Moore?
Oh, my God. Yes,
another guy. Arthur Godfrey was that way. They just knew how to handle themselves on TV. They didn't bring any kind of message.
Talent,
content talent. They weren't dancers. They weren't singers. They weren't stand-up comics. But they were smooth as glass, and they were great interstitial elements for moving a variety show along. It's a lost art.
Yeah, it really is. And so a lot of those original game show hosts and people that were, remember how NBC Monitor sounded on the weekend, how polished that was in terms of how things were presented, and all the big stars of television were doing that radio, and they all wanted, I remember Ed McMahon said to me, he wanted to do it. They didn't ask him. He asked them, can I do it?
I think the closest thing we have today to somebody of that ilk is Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, I agree with you.
He sort of has that ability to just make the TV seem professional.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yep. Yeah. All right, well, let's get into our story list. Speaking of professional, People List, a story list published every week at Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com, so you can get this. But it doesn't really have the same starch as listening to Michael go through all the work that he and his staff have done. So would you please take it away, sir?
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have the SpaceX rocket launch, and that's tied with other space-related news. And the 40th anniversary of the murder of John Lennon was this past Tuesday. So that's number 10. At number 9, we have a tie between race relations and police reform. They tend to go together. The Fort Hood murder case, back in the news, at number 8. At number 7, the Facebook breakup lawsuit tied with the FireEye hack. At number six, we have the economy and stimulus negotiations. At number five, U.S.-China relations and the Hunter Biden tax investigation. At number four, the Georgia Senate runoff elections. At number three, the Biden transition appointments and nominations. At number two, Trump still claiming election fraud. And the big Texas lawsuit trying to get the Supreme Court to overturn the battleground states, that's a major brouhaha that's currently happening. And at number one, COVID-19, discussion about the vaccines, statistics and projections, and prevention. And those are the stories. You want to go through the people real fast?
Please, yes.
Vanessa Gillian at number 10, Mark Zuckerberg at 9, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Steve Mnuchin at number 8, Hunter Biden at 7, David Perdue, John Ossoff, Kelly Loeffler, and Raphael Warnock at 6, that's the Georgia bunch. Number 5, Susan Rice, Lloyd Austin, and Janet Yellen, that's the nominee bunch. Number 4, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, that's the Time Person of the Year bunch. Mm-hmm. Number 3, Ted Cruz, Ken Paxton, and John Eastman, that's the lawsuit bunch. Number 2, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and number one, we have Donald Trump. And there you go.
All right. So the people list, it's always interesting to see when you look through the list, there are some names that appear there all the time, and then there are other people. I've forgotten why Susan Rice's name came up this week, actually.
She's going to be appointed to a job.
Yeah, well, she's a horror show. I hope she doesn't get appointed to it. There are some people that are really good, like Janet Yellen is on the list as well. She's very well qualified to run she was running the Fed. Being Secretary of the Treasury would be a perfect job for her. Seems to be very... And do you think there is an overemphasis, Michael, in women or people who are of color in terms of where they belong on this list? Some people say, yeah, we need a good mix. Other people say, oh, it's too much, you're carrying it too far, yada, yada, yada.
I think that it's an issue that deserves scrutiny. I don't think you should put people in jobs that are not qualified, but if you have people who are qualified, it's good to have a nice mix.
Yes,
and in the best of all worlds, you'll have a good mix and people that are qualified, based on the assumption that there are qualified people in all races, ethnicities, and genders.
I think that's been part of the whole affirmative action thing and how it got out of hand, in a way, earlier on when it was started as a reaction to not having enough people who were qualified, whether it's getting into school, whether it's getting into jobs. And yet you hear Black Lives Matter, and this is the first time I can remember for a while that Black Lives Matter hasn't been on the top 10 story list. Maybe the police reform and race relations is a way of referencing that, I think. Yeah.
It is. Black Lives Matter is part of the race relations, but there's been less focus specifically on the organization and what's called the Black Lives Matter movement and just concern about race relations. Mm-hmm. And as far as the police reform, basically our research indicates that most people, Democrats and Republicans, do not want to defund the police. That's a very small...
Defunding is stupid. Reforming is necessary. Defunding is stupid.
We're starting to come to that clarity.
Right. Yeah. You know. I mean, thinking of that just sounds great to go out in the street and protest and, we're going to defund the police. What are you going to get? All you're going to get is a complete chaos. Because you got to have some order, law and order, et cetera. But one of the things, as you look at the technology news of the week, I was thinking about this when we talked about Facebook and the breakup lawsuit that's number 7 this week on the story count, and how everybody, we don't even realize, the average person has no clue as to what the people at Facebook know about you as a patron of their business, or what other similar organizations know about you. It just is, maybe people don't want to face it. How much of our lives is predicated on what marketing, somebody laughed earlier and said, they were in the bathroom and they were hollering to their wife about they needed something, and the next thing I know, what they were talking about was on their screen of their Facebook.
Siri is eavesdropping.
Yeah, right, exactly, so... where does that?
Well, we have no privacy anymore. The problem is a large segment of the population doesn't care about privacy. What have I got to hide? Look at the conveniences.
That's not the point. Hello.
Of course, that's not the point. Of course, that's not the point. But you know, how easy or hard is it nowadays to make a point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I want to talk about your recollections of John Lennon as we continue on here. 16 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. John Lennon's number 10 this week in terms of the story. They're remembering what happened 40 years ago. If you are looking to clean up your act, I have the perfect way for you to literally clean up the act. Navage Nasal Care will clean up your nose. And most people who are aware, who are cognizant of how their body works, knows that especially with the virus now, the virus gets in through your eyes and through your nose. That's how it gets into your body. So if you have a clean nose, you are really a long way along the road to keeping yourself protected. It is a drug-free way of cleansing your sinuses, getting rid of the congestion, that sort of thing. And the product is called Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Make yourself get into this this pocket of cleanliness. Pretty easy to do. Just go to Navage.com. That's an excellent website to learn about how your nose functions, helps your understanding of your body, and now you'll be twice as likely to have less chance of any of the fall problems, the winter problems. What you're breathing in needs to be scrutinized, and your nose does that, but it catches all that stuff up in there. Sometimes it doesn't catch at all. So if you want to keep your body clean, start by keeping your nose clean. Think about it. You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, so why aren't you cleaning your nose? Pretty good question, right?
Yeah.
Check out the... Yeah. It's like Steve Allen. Remember the old days of Steve Allen? Yeah! Sorry. Yeah! No, it's... Yeah! Yeah, let's go to Navage, all of us together. Navage.com and get yourself one of these kits and keep your nose clean. Navage.com.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, is Trump really in denial, or is it showbiz when it comes to all the election fraud conversations, even though we're learning a lot about our election system and how well it works or doesn't? And I think that's a service that we are being provided with all this stuff. But where does it go, Michael?
I think, well, first of all, I think that's a great question, the psychology of Donald Trump. I think it's both. I think he's in denial and at show business. I think he plays off of his own character quirks and uses it to his advantage.
It's no business like show business.
Yeah, exactly.
It's no business I know. So I mean, he'll get into that. I think that's for sure where he's destined to go once January 20th comes around. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's move back into the fold here. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine with Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. The overview of the charts, in this case, for the week of December 7th to the 11th. We get closer to the end of the year. We'll do a big year-end show as we always do. The top items of the year in the last week of the year, but we've still got a few weeks to go. It's Hanukkah this week. I haven't noticed that. I would have thought there'd been more conversation. We get so wrapped up in this other stuff. I think culture is an important thing for us to be discussing. Things that people do with their time. What's important to individual? This stuff is so collective, but what's important to the individual? Don't you think celebrating the holidays is an important thing for people, no matter what their religion? This is an important time of the year to reflect. I guess we're doing a lot of that, though.
Yeah, well, are you saying that people are not celebrating and talking about or reflecting on the holidays? I think the holidays are... I mean, you got to understand, this is not a typical year. This is a crazy year, but I don't see any diminishment in terms of people paying attention to the holidays. Do you?
Yeah, I don't hear a lot of conversation about it on the air, and that sort of was the point of the... Yeah, I think there are people who are kind of into it, but I don't know. Maybe it would be refreshing for us to get off of this treadmill that we're on and get on to something that people would like to talk about. You know, what are you doing? What are the traditions of Hanukkah? What are the traditions? You know, that a lot of people don't know a lot about some other religions other than their own.
And well, so I think it's a very difficult thing to expect people to suddenly be interested in the traditions of Hanukkah when people are dying and there's a vaccine on the horizon. The president is claiming election fraud.
Okay, I get that. I get that, but I just think that it's kind of, I don't know, I find it, there's a romanticism. I spent a whole, I don't know, Phil, how much time did I spend on Hanukkah this week? I think I spent a half an hour just talking about the history of Hanukkah and where, you know, what happened, what was the reason that it got started, and the fact that most people who don't know much about Jewish tradition think that all the Jewish holidays are very serious and somber, when in fact Hanukkah is quite a celebratory. You know, there's nine candles and stuff, right? Isn't that, you know?
The problem with Hanukkah is that the commercial aspects of both Christmas and Hanukkah have tended to turn Hanukkah into the Jewish Christmas, and it has nothing to do with Christmas. It has nothing to do with
no.
It just happens to be
happens
at the same
at the time
of year.
Yeah,
but
right.
And it goes back to a time when the big ethnic divide in the United States was Christians and Jews. Now Christians and Jews are like the same block because there's suddenly an awareness of Muslims and there's awareness of Eastern religion. And, you know, the world that you and I grew up in, it was like you're either a Christian or a Jew. Yeah. And everything else was sort of like, you know, it wasn't... Right. Given
who
any attention.
Who cared? Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Now you hear the term Judeo-Christian a lot because you suddenly realize that the Jews and the Christians have tremendous amount in common. What is that? Have a tremendous... it isn't on my end.
Maybe it is. Nope, it's not on my end.
Yeah. Well, it must be on my end. It is on your end. I think it is on your end.
Yes.
Hold on.
Well, answer the damn thing.
All right.
Answer it.
Maybe it is. Yeah,
maybe it is. Hello? We got a caller.
Right. You're on the air.
You know what? I think the election is a fraud. I think the election is a fraud. I don't want to hear about Hanukkah. I want to hear about the election.
Have you done any talk radio this week? Have you done any hosting of any programs this week?
I have not hosted any programs this week. I guessed a lot, but I have not hosted a program this week, thank goodness.
So when you guessed it, what are the questions that are coming to you? Is it the same kind of
stuff? What are we going to do about the fact that the election is a fraud?
What do you know about that? Why would they ask you that question?
Because you're on the radio, and the radio has everything.
That's a great place to advertise cars. Yes, okay, I got it. Yeah. Meanwhile, the lawsuits, the election fraud stuff, I do think that's worth some of our time. We'll get to it in a few moments.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration late on Friday approved the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech. The largest vaccination campaign in U.S. history is expected to begin early next week, with the first doses going to healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Nearly 300,000 Americans have died from the virus. The United States Supreme Court has rejected Texas's lawsuit challenging results of the presidential election in four swing states. President Trump said on Twitter late Friday, Friday. The Supreme Court really let us down. No wisdom, no courage. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News.
Many of these cases are being thrown out on standing or procedural grounds. And there are a lot of voters out there who believe that this election was not fairly done. And they don't feel like the evidence has been scrutinized.
The Electoral College meets to formally elect Biden as president on Monday. USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says congressional Democrats need to drop their controversial outstanding demands for the next coronavirus relief package. Speaking on the Senate floor.
In what universe should emergency aid for small businesses be contingent on massive bailouts for state governments with no linkage to actual needs?
McConnell called on Democrats to pass a significant targeted COVID relief bill, including more funding for the Paycheck Protection Program, coronavirus vaccine distribution, and expiring unemployment benefits. CO2 levels have dropped worldwide.
According to a study released Thursday by the Global Carbon Project, global carbon dioxide emissions fell by an estimated 7% in 2020. It's the largest fall in carbon emissions ever recorded and is largely a result of the coronavirus pandemic keeping people at home. Emissions dropped 12% in the United States, 11% in Europe, 9% in India, and only 1.7% in China. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A serious and consequential look at what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is the experience we have every week. We try to have a good time with it as well. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com, along with Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the whole gamut of things, story behind the story of a lot of great hosts. Who's the Michael Harrison interview this week? By the way, speaking of
Michael Harrison
hosts.
Interview is a very, very dynamic young woman, a millennial who's beginning a great talk radio career. Her name is Grace Curley, and she's beginning her show on WRKO in January. And for years, she's been quite well known in New England as the co-host and executive producer of the Howie Carr Show. Mm-hmm. Now she's going to be out under the spotlight herself, and she's quite good. It's a nice conversation.
Yeah, it is. And a little inside radio. She's replacing somebody else who was associated with Howie Carr for a long time. He went on the air as Virgin Boy. Remember him? He was the one that was in that position.
Howie Carr has had an enormous impact on WRKO in Boston, and he's had an enormous impact on New England radio.
Yes, he has.
I have often said if New England were a state, one state, he'd probably be elected governor.
There you go. And you know who he came to for his he wanted? He was a columnist with the Boston Herald and still is. But when he was a young kid, I was running WEEI in Boston, and he came to me and said, you ought to do a talk host, and I want to be the host. You ought to do a talk program on EEI. It was the all-news station in Boston at the time. And
you should have hired him.
I should have hired him. You're right about that. There's a lot of shoulda, couldas, and wouldas involved in that. But the station owners wanted to keep it pure, all news. All right, anyway, enough of that stuff. That's
and now look at what's called all news today. It's all news.
It is, right. News and views. The Talk Radio Countdown Show will continue after I remind you how to get healthy the right way. For years now, I've been talking about why it is important for you to choose something healthy in order to be healthy. And Calitrin is the healthiest way to lose weight that there is in existence, not only in our country, but anywhere around the world. So if you would like to become an independent thinker and make your body what you would like it to be, both men and women, by the way, families get on board to lose weight the natural way. It's gluten-free, it's stimulant-free, it's drug-free, and you get fast shipping. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you put in when you are checking out after you've decided whether you want to buy a 3-month or 4-month or 10-month or whatever it is, you get twice as many. So you buy 10 months worth of Calitrin, you'll get 20 months worth of product. Help out yourself and everybody in your family. The one thing about this that I find most comforting is that the clinical studies that were independent, not paid for by Calitrin, prove that it works. 86% success rate. The results, higher metabolism, weight loss, side benefits that include improved joint flexibility, the better sleep you get with this stuff. I take 4 capsules every night before I go to bed, and the awesome benefits are so, it's very obvious what's going on with me and my body, and it'll be obvious with you. 45-day money-back guarantee. If you haven't started to lose weight in 45 days, they give you your money back. So go to toploss.com. Get in on it now before you gain more weight as you get into the end of the year. Start now. Lose the weight and keep it off. That's what Calitrin does. It keeps it off. You stay on the program. Healthy weight loss, super program, super people to deal with. Calitrin at toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan here with a list of the top stories as aggregated by Talkers Magazine. The number 10 item, John Lennon and the anniversary of his passing. Number 9, continuing focus on police reform. What's the Biden administration going to do? Number 8, the Fort Hood murder case. Number 7, whether or not to break up Facebook. Number 6, the status of the economy. Look at what happened this week in the stock market. The people that own all the stock in Airbnb got $110 billion shot in the arm. Number 5, our relationship with China and the announcement of the new negotiator, trade negotiator, which the Chinese are not going to like. Georgia state runoffs. Number 4, Biden transition. Number 3, Trump and election fraud. Number 2, and the COVID situation with the vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. That's it. List of the top stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Here's something really exciting.
Ebans, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebans Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebans Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebans Bakehouse. EbansBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbansBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. At Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the people list that's published there every week that goes hand-in-hand with the story list. At number 10, Vanessa Julian. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg. Number 8, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell, a couple of old fossils that ought to be put out to pasture. That's my own anecdotal comment. Hunter Biden is in 7. Four people running for the runoff in Georgia, the Senate race there, number 6. Susan Rice and Janet Yellen at number 5. Joe Biden and his running mate, number 4. Let's see here, a bunch of Republicans who are trying to fiddle with the election results, number 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. And the president, Donald Trump, is number 1. The question a lot of people are asking is, what's he going to do? Kind of hijinks will he get involved in on Inauguration Day? I guess they have to wait a while for that one. The people list, all part of what we present to you every week here. This is the official list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We were talking about the election fraud.
So basically, the latest wrinkle in this ongoing fraud claim is that Texas, the attorney general there, has petitioned the Supreme Court, backed up by 17 other attorneys general, all Republicans, to get the Supreme Court to throw out the results of the 4 battleground states and turn the election around in the favor of Donald Trump based on allegations that there's fraud, which, of course, every court thus far has rejected as being baseless. So that's the story, and that's like the last hurrah. But it's still happening, you know, it's still going on. So the story, the Trump denial of Biden's victory, his loss, and his claim of election fraud continues at least through this week into this weekend.
What do you think the inaugural day is going to be like when they switch off, the two of them?
That's a question that I can't answer. That's the quest. That's the $1 million question. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that. There's a lot of possibilities. Trump will either just be very quiet and it'll happen. Trump will go along with it and change his tune. Or Trump will try to create a competing event for television ratings, which I think would be unfortunate.
Yeah, it would be. Got to bring people together. I thought it was interesting. Biden this week was griping about how people need to get together. He wants to move ahead on police reform, but he said you can't do it by executive order, which I think is pretty sage when you get down to it. You can't just mandate it. You got to get people to work together. You got to understand differences. And I think it's been one of the things that's been by fiat the last 4 years. And it hasn't, you know, it worked in some circumstances, but not in every circumstance. You just can't legislate how people think about themselves and what they think about other people. Right.
And also, it's very local in nature. You know, you don't want to have a national, you know, police army. That would be very dangerous. But the word that I get is, and this is out there in reliable sources, that Biden has been privately telling people on the left side of his party, you know, tone it down a little bit about this police defunding and this police reform. It's not something people want to hear, and it's going to kill us. You see, this goes back to what I said before about Biden being a pragmatic politician. You can't hold him accountable for things he did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, because he's going to change. He's going to go with what he thinks will work in terms of the politics of it. Hey, unless, of course, you don't believe it, but Biden got more votes for president than anybody in the history of this country.
Yep. You know, Trump's going around saying, I got more votes than any incumbent president. And it's true.
That's
what
true.
Not saying, what he's right. not saying is that Biden got more votes than anybody.
Than he did. Yeah, right, exactly.
There was a huge turnout.
Yeah.
You know?
There's some audio excerpts that have been posted on this civil rights meeting that he had this week. And he basically is saying the same thing to them as he's saying, you know, calm down, you guys. You can't have everything your own way overnight. You can't disrupt the apple cart. You better use your head or you'll lose whatever gains you've gotten, which I think also pretty sage advice. Police reform is necessary. Listen, public service, the reform of schools and how the system works in general, what we're paying for, all that needs to go through a reformation. We really have a problem in this country. And I guess we haven't, you know, you look around the world, it's the same sort of thing. A lack of respect for authority because authority has been abusive. Now, you're certainly making an argument for that here in this neck of the woods. Right,
and that's the sensitive relationship between the power of government and the authority of the governed to be governed.
Yeah,
and this is not something that comes naturally. This is not something ever to be taken for granted, and you can't turn a big ship around too quickly without it capsizing. This is something people have to learn, that maintaining stability is equally important as advancing forward and engaging reform. You can't do it too quickly, you can't do it haphazardly, and you can't replace one bad idea with another bad idea just because it's different. And maybe we'll come to that understanding that it's a very, very delicate balance to run an enterprise as big and as complicated as the United States, and we've got to stop acting like babies, and we've got to stop acting stupid.
Yep. What do you remember about John Lennon? What sticks in your mind as to his accomplishments, as to what happened 40 years ago? That's one of the items on the list this week, the 40th anniversary of his being murdered. So what do you, there have been a lot of documentaries on television, books written, you know, the whole thing. What's your carry away?
I think he was a member of the Beatles, if I recall.
And,
I mean, what can be said about John Lennon other than when it comes to popular culture of the 20th century, he was one of the most influential, unique, original, identifiable, interesting, colorful, quirky icons in all of popular music and popular culture. He's up there. His influence on our culture is profound, and he's so unique. His voice, his guitar playing, his attitude, his personal life, so unique that it's hard to see him objectively for those of us who know him well. So that's my view of him. One of the things I think that apply to today is just listen to the words of the song Revolution, and you realize that even though he was a lefty, he was a liberal, he had the biggest resistance and problems, not just from the right, but from people further to the left than he is or was. And that's similar to what we've just been discussing about Biden. So there's a lot to be learned about modern-day politics by looking at the history and the story of John Lennon.
I don't think Joe Biden is going to mimic Barack Obama. I think he's got a lot of the same people coming back around, but I don't think his point of view is the same as Obama's. And people who keep saying it's going to be Obama all over again.
I agree.
I don't see that.
I don't see it either. First of all, 4 years have passed. Biden is his own man. He wants to be his own man. And Biden is, you know, 78 years old. He's not looking to play politics and be dirty or do things or be careful. At this point in his life, he'd love to have a good legacy. I'm sure of that. Regardless of, you know, Hunter Biden and China and all that crap that you can dig up on any politician.
Yep, they're all fine, funny, but all the way around.
And if we're going to spend all our time digging up dirt, we're going to have a dump truck.
Well, we're going to be stuck in the same place we are right now. Do you know when you're going to get your vaccine, or are you going to get a vaccine, a shot?
I'll get a vaccine as soon as I can. I believe that that's the way to go.
You do. I talked to somebody yesterday about a flu shot. I said, what happens, because I've never had a flu shot. What happens when you get a flu shot? She says, your arm will ache for a while, and that's it. I said, what's going to happen when you get a COVID shot? She said, it depends on what you get. If you get a if you get Moderna, you'll have a different impact than what you get from Pfizer. Pfizer is going to make you sick for a day or two. Not clear that that's what's going to happen with Moderna. And then people say, well, can I have a choice? Here where I am in New England, Moderna is headquartered in my hometown, so I'm sure I'm going to get the access to that first. But I think I will get a shot, frankly, and I'm not much on shots or vaccines, but I think it makes sense to do that. So,
well, we all have to stop living the way we are because it's making us crazy.
Crazy. You're right. All right, Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman joins me on the countdown as he usually does every single week, and we normally take time to look at three or four stories and the legal consequences, because Steve is a law professor at Bentley University in Boston, one of the country's leading experts also on scams, and much of our time now, because it is the time of the year, we've been in and out of the 12 scams of Christmas. Which is something you can get some help with at Scamicide.com, Steve's website. Here's a big scammer. Netflix giving away free one-year subscriptions.
Oh, darn. You know, and that's one of the things, you know, so many of these scams are sent out as a general kind of phishing email. And, you know, I've gotten them from banks that I have no connection with.
Yep.
But when you get it from Netflix, right now, who isn't watching Netflix? So they've got a really good chance. They're casting a broader net. And, you know, my motto is, trust me, you can't trust anyone. If it asks you for personal information or insert your username or to redo your credit card information or anything like that, you just can't trust it because it's very easy to counterfeit those kinds of emails or text messages. So you just go to the real Netflix website or you call the real company to find out if it's legitimate. And about 101 times out of 100, you'll find out it's a scam.
Right. One of the things this week, because I participated in my company's PPP, the Small Business Administration loan to help out during the pandemic. And there were all kinds of emails from them this week, you know, confirm this and confirm that. And
yeah.
I knew that was a big scam, but it looked just like legitimate stuff.
Yeah, it's really easy to do. I mean, before I taught at Bentley, I taught in the state prison system, and I used to have these old con men in there saying, you know, when I was doing counterfeiting, when I was doing conning people, it took skill. Now any kid with a computer can do it. They decried the fact that there's no longer skill.
They resented how easy it was to do, right?
Yeah.
When they did it, it was hard work. Right.
Exactly.
There you go. Yeah. The number two item this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine and on the countdown is the focus on all the suits,
yeah.
The attorney generals from, what, 13 different states or 17 states, I think, are suing to get things overturned. And I'm wondering, we know that our system is questionable. I don't think there's a question about how questionable it is. But does this do any, where is this going to go? This
absolutely
process.
Nowhere. And it's I'm really glad you asked about it, because there's been so much smoke, but not a lot of real fire here. And quite frankly, shame on the these attorneys general, shame on the 100 congressmen that signed on to it, because there is just absolutely nothing there. First of all, they again provide this suit from the Texas Attorney General that others have joined in on. They provide absolutely no evidence, not a shred. And when questioned about it, they say, well, the scam was so sophisticated that you can't even see the evidence. So, I mean, they've got nothing. Second of all, and this is why I would bet anything that the Supreme Court just won't even hear the case, it is Texas saying that there were problems in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And frankly, Texas has absolutely no what we call standing. They don't have the right to bring this case. So they've got nothing there. They have no basis to bring it. Oh, and by the way, the Texas Attorney General, I'm surprised he has the time to do it, because he's been indicted on securities fraud, and seven members of his senior staff have accused him of taking bribes. So it's a political nightmare that is throwing the whole legitimate election, and it was legitimate. It's throwing it into question, and that to me is the worst thing that the president is doing.
Yep. All right. So the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about in the runoff, I mean, the whole thing seems to be around elections, but the Facebook lawsuit, the breakup lawsuit, is that going anywhere?
Not in our lifetime. Well, hopefully it'll be in our lifetime, but it will be about 10 years in court. And it's kind of interesting.
Wow.
You know, Mark Cuban once took on the Justice Department and won over insider trading. And at the time he said, you know, they bully and I have enough money to fight them. Well, this time Facebook probably has more money to fight this than the federal government and the Justice Department.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. See, he's got too much money and too much power, and you wonder at what point is there ever going to be some control on this now that it's moved. It's kind of like Pandora's box. It's out of the box. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with his expertise sharing with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. When it comes to the story list, you can get it all at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.